This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and their fasting. Some of the common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and with their fasting. This one's a little bit sensitive, but it is important to address it. A common mistake is that Muslim married couples abstain from their regular sexual activity with each other, fearing that they're going to be junub, or in a state of sexual defilement at the time of Fajr, and that they may not be able to have their full day of reward by fasting, or that they're going to have their shower after Fajr for whatever reason. I want this to be something that I declutter for you, demystify for you. You are able to have your niyyah for fasting. You are able to begin your day of fast, even if you are in a state of janaba and the time of entrance into the fasting has occurred. So you might have woken up, you might have had your suhoor, and you might have done all of that, and then the adhan of fajr goes, and then you went and you bathed, and then you prayed your fajr. By you not being in a cleansed state before the adhan of fajr does not ruin the rest of your day. It does not take away from the reward of that fasting, and it does not limit you being an accepted faster, or that you have to repeat that day into the future. Now, of course, this is something that is known from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and from the statements of the Quran. One of the very beautiful statements is that Allah addresses this in the Quran. قَدْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ Allah knows أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ That Allah knows that there were moments where your hearts were averse, and you know, you were fearing that you may not be able to enjoy each other's company as husbands and wives. And Allah therefore permits it. Allah says that you're restricted in the daylight hours from each other, from the sexual activity that we perform out of love and fidelity and happy connections through our positive relationships. But in the nighttime, of the things that is recommended for us, it is considered an act that is a sunnah, is to come together as husband and wife as a part and process of a healing for ourselves. It is not meant to separate us, that we are fasting in the day, that we remain separate in the evening. It is a common mistake, and at times puts an extra level of stress in our Ramadan that need not be there, inshallah.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.